Hey guys, this is Brandon Tyson. I'm recording here on a new laptop that I just got, and so I'm curious to see what you guys think of the quality of this. I'm doing a recording today to talk to you about BT projects and specifically Utilities version 3. There's some stuff that there's been a change of plans with that, and I just want to make you guys aware of it so that if you're checking the BT Projects website and not seeing it, you'll know what's going on. So basically, I'm working on optimizing some code and restructuring some things, and the advantage is that in the end it will keep the size of the utilities program itself a bit smaller. So it may not be smaller than the 2.1 release when you get this, but overall I can tell you from where I started to where I am now, it is getting smaller than it was. So I'm working on that, and that's taking a little bit to get all that stuff kind of working and in place, but because I have to go through a lot of the program itself and really kind of change some things. So I'm not sure, and I posted this on Twitter, but I'm not sure that Utilities 3 will be coming out this month. However, I do anticipate that it will come out hopefully at some point this summer. What my hope is that I can get it released, like I said, sometime this summer, and, you know, I'm going to work on it tonight, too. I'm really just hoping that, you know, I can get some things finalized, and there are definitely new features in this version. I'm not sure that everything I wanted to get in will make it in 3.0. I had a lot of features that I had planned, and at this point I'm just not sure. I mean, I'm definitely trying to get as many of them in as I can. I've fixed some bugs as well that have been around for a long time, and so I just kind of wanted to give you guys this update so that you weren't wondering what was going on, because I know I've done some recordings on utilities before. And really, you know, I just felt that I should give you an update as to where we are at with that. Utilities 3 is still going to be a pretty big release. So, basically, we're going to have quite a few things in there as far as new features. There's some changes. Some things that'll hopefully make it easier to use for everybody. But like, some of the things I'm not sure are going to make it in there is the internet stream function, where you can stream directly from the internet yet. So like, what I was thinking was that you would be able to enter in the URL to like a PLS stream or something like that and play that directly from within utilities. That is still planned. I'm just not sure that it's going to be in 3.0. I'm looking at doing probably a patch release or bug fix release again, typically like I did with 2.0. We had 2.0 and then 2.1 after that. And I'm going to try and this time space them out so it's not 3.0 and then a year later, the next version. So hopefully there will be a bit more consistency and frequency in the updates. But I'm not sure. I mean, I'm going to at least try to do that for 3. I mean, it's kind of, right now with everything I have going on, it's sort of, you know, I won't have quite as much time, but that, you know, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be working on it. But with other things going on, it's just gonna take me a little bit longer, and you know, I won't, you know, I'll work on it when I can. But I can assure you that 3.0 does have some very cool things. And it should be, like I said, I mean, I'm really starting to work on making it more stable and things like that. And I'll see what I can do. You know, if I can throw in a few more new features for you guys, I will definitely try to do that. But right now, the important thing is really trying to do this code restructuring, which will actually make it easier for me to add things for you guys in the long run. So, that is the plan with that. So I just wanted to give you guys this quick update here so that you know kind of what to expect with utilities. And also, I am recording this on a, like I said, a new laptop, so it'll be interesting to see how stuff that I do runs on here. It's a really nice computer, actually. I'll probably do another recording dedicated to telling you about that at some point. But yeah, so far I'm pretty happy with it. So that will do it for this recording. So as always, my contact information is on my page, and if you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can do that at BTMan16. That's B as in Bravo, T as in Tango, M as in Mike, A N as in November, 1 6. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day. Thanks again.